This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
On this solemn day, I recall that the first order of business for members of Congress is the solemn act to take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And with that opening statement from the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, then turned the podium over to the Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler.
Today, in service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
Democrats have unveiled two impeachment charges against the U.S. president, accusing him of an abuse of power and obstruction of justice in pressuring Ukraine to help him attack his 2020 election rivals. The charges, if approved by the House of Representatives in a vote expected next week, would make President Trump only the third U.S. president to be impeached and placed on trial in the Senate. President Trump criticized FBI Director Christopher Wray today, one day after the U.S. Justice Department's independent inspector general said it did not uncover any evidence of political partisanship when the FBI started investigating communications between a then-candidate Trump's presidential campaign and Russia in 2016. Mr. Wray said in an ABC News interview on Monday that the inspector general found the investigation was opened with appropriate predication and authorization, but noted the inspector general found the FBI made numerous mistakes during its inquiry. President Trump attacked Wray early Tuesday evening. He says, "I don't know what report the current director of the FBI was reading, but I'm sure it wasn't the one given to me." This is